The early church got off to an amazing start. Every day, more and more people were becoming followers of Jesus. The entire city of Jerusalem was buzzing with excitement. Then, some powerful people started attacking the church. Believers ran for their lives. But notice what happens when they spread out from Jerusalem. And be sure to pay special attention to a man named Saul, one of the church's most powerful enemies.
Stephen was full of God's grace and power. He did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. But members of the group called the Synagogue of the Freedmen began to oppose him. They all began to argue with Stephen. But he was too wise for them. They couldn't stand up against the Holy Spirit who spoke through him. Then, in secret, they talked some men into lying about Stephen. They said, "We heard Stephen speak evil things against Moses. He also spoke evil things against God." So the people were stirred up. The elders and the teachers of the law were stirred up too. They arrested Stephen and brought him to the Sanhedrin. They found people who were willing to tell lies. The false witnesses said, "This fellow never stops speaking against the holy place. He also speaks against the law. We have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place. He says Jesus will change the practices that Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked right at Stephen. They saw that his face was like the face of an angel. He looked up to heaven and saw God's glory. He saw Jesus standing at God's right hand. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open. The Son of Man is standing at God's right hand." When the Sanhedrin heard this, they covered their ears. They yelled at the top of their voices. They all rushed at him. They dragged him out of the city. They began to throw stones at him to kill him. While the members of the Sanhedrin were throwing stones at Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," he said. Then he fell on his knees. He cried out, "Lord, don't hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. On that day, the church in Jerusalem began to be attacked and treated badly. All except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly Jews buried Stephen. They sobbed and sobbed over him. But Saul began to destroy the church. He went from house to house. He dragged men and women away and put them in prison. The believers who had been scattered preached the word everywhere they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria. There he preached about Christ. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. "Go south to the desert road," he said. "It's the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So Philip started out. On his way, he met an Ethiopian official. The man had an important position. He was in charge of all the wealth of Candace. She was the queen of Ethiopia. He had gone to Jerusalem to worship. On his way home, he was sitting in his chariot. He was reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Holy Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot, stay near it." So Philip ran up to the chariot. He heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said. "I need someone to explain it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Then Philip began with that same part of scripture. He told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water. The official said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" He gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the official went down into the water. Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. The official did not see him again. He went on his way full of joy. Meanwhile, Saul continued to oppose the Lord's followers. He said they would be put to death. He went to the high priest. He asked the priest for letters to the synagogues in Damascus. He wanted to find men and women who belonged to the way of Jesus. The letters would allow him to take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. On his journey, Saul approached Damascus. Suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground. He heard a voice speak to him. "Saul! Saul!" the voice said. "Why are you opposing me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus," he replied. "I am the one you are opposing. Now get up and go into the city. There you will be told what you must do." Saul got up from the ground. He opened his eyes, but he couldn't see. For 3 days he was blind. He didn't eat or drink anything. In Damascus, there was a believer named Ananias. The Lord called out to him in a vision. "Ananias," he said. "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street. Ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias. The man has come and placed his hands on him. Now he will be able to see again." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I've heard many reports about this man. They say he has done great harm to God's people in Jerusalem. Now he has come here to arrest all those who worship you. The chief priests have given him authority to do this." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. I have chosen this man to work for me. He will carry my name to those who aren't Jews and to their kings." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. He placed his hands on Saul. "Brother Saul," he said, "you saw the Lord Jesus. He appeared to you on the road as you were coming here. He has sent me so that you will be able to see again. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit." Right away, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. After eating some food, he got his strength back. Saul spent several days with the believers in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues. He taught that Jesus is the Son of God. All who heard him were amazed. They asked, "Isn't he the man who caused great trouble in Jerusalem for those who worship Jesus?" The Jews living in Damascus couldn't believe what was happening. Saul proved to them that Jesus is the Christ. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. The Holy Spirit gave the church strength and boldness, so they grew in numbers, and they worshiped the Lord. A man named Cornelius lived in Caesarea. He was a Roman commander in the Italian regiment. Cornelius and all his family were faithful and worshiped God. He gave freely to people who were in need. He prayed to God regularly. One day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had a vision. He saw an angel of God clearly. The angel came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius was afraid. He stared at the angel. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to poor people have come up like an offering to God, so he has remembered you. Now, send men to Joppa. Have them bring back a man named Simon. He is also called Peter. He is staying with another Simon, a man who works with leather. His house is by the sea." The angel who spoke to him left. Then Cornelius called two of his servants. He also called a godly soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened. Then he sent them to Joppa. The men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day, Peter went with the three men. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them. He called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him. As a sign of respect, he fell at Peter's feet. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I am only a man myself." Talking with Cornelius, Peter went inside. There he found a large group of people. He said to them, "You know that it is against our law for a Jew to have anything to do with those who aren't Jews. But God has shown me that I should not say anyone is not pure and clean. So when you sent for me, I came without asking any questions. May I ask why you sent for me?" Cornelius answered, "4 days ago, at this very hour, I was in my house praying. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood in front of me. He said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer. He has remembered your gifts to poor people. send someone to Joppa to get Simon Peter. He is a guest in the home of another Simon who works with leather. He lives by the sea. So I sent for you right away. It was good of you to come. Now we are all here, and God is here with us. We are ready to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God treats everyone the same, he said. He accepts people from every nation. He accepts all who have respect for him and do what is right. The apostles and the believers all through Judea heard that people who were not Jews had also received God's word. They said, So then, God has allowed even those who aren't Jews to turn away from their sins and live. About this time, King Herod arrested some people who belonged to the church. He planned to make them suffer greatly. Peter was placed under guard. He was watched by four groups of four soldiers each. So Peter was kept in prison. But the church prayed hard to God for him. It was the night before Herod was going to bring him to trial. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Two chains held him there. Lookouts stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared. A light shone in the prison cell. Quick, the angel said, get up. The chains fell off Peter's wrists. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards. Then they came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. They went through it. They walked the length of one street. Suddenly, the angel left Peter. When Peter understood what had happened, he went to Mary's house. Mary was the mother of John Mark. Many people had gathered in her home. They were praying there. Peter knocked at the outer entrance. A servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. She recognized Peter's voice. She was so excited that she ran back without opening the door. Peter is at the door, she exclaimed. Peter kept on knocking. When they opened the door and saw him, they were amazed. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet. He explained how the Lord had brought him out of prison. Tell James and the others about this, he said. Then he went to another place. God's word continued to increase and spread.